This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds. Last November, Washington became the 42nd state to legalize charter schools. The voter-approved initiative allows for no more than 40 public charter schools to open over a five-year period. The first schools could open as early as next fall. Well, next week, the State Charter School Commission will begin sifting through applications from would-be charter school operators. And unlike other states, charter schools here must be operated by nonprofits. Who are these nonprofit applicants? Today we're going to hear from two of them. Brenda McDonald is planning principal for the Spokane School District. She's applying to open Pride Prep School in Spokane. It would serve grades 6 through 12. Christina Bellamy McLean spent 13 years as a teacher and administrator, most recently as principal of Emerson Elementary in Seattle. She's applying to open Soar Academy, a K through 8 charter school that's in South King County or Tacoma. I started by asking Christina what she'll be able to do in creating a charter school that she has not been able to do working in public schools.
One of the things that I think is super important and exciting about charter schools is that they provide families a choice for their students. Not only that, it is also an opportunity for us to be very innovative in the way that we go about structuring our school day, structuring supports for students, and structuring the content and curriculum that's delivered to them.
Christina, give me an example of that. Give me some concrete examples of how you'll be able to innovate at a charter school in ways you perhaps were not able to in a public school.
Right. So one would be curriculum, for example. So oftentimes districts choose curriculum for their literacy or their history or their math instruction that all schools at particular grade levels are required to use. Charter schools do not have to follow that particular guideline, so we are given an opportunity to innovate. So we're given the opportunity to create our own curriculum for our students, in addition to using some of the other resources that are out there and available that have been proven through research to be highly effective for our students.
Brenda McDonald, how about out there in Spokane? What are the things you're excited about doing at the Pride Prep School if you get this license to operate it as a charter school? What would you like to do there that you can't do in public school?
Well, one of the things I'm really excited about is the opportunity to extend learning time for students, start the day earlier, end it a little bit later, offer a little bit longer school year for them.
Christina Bellamy McLean, you're operating as a nonprofit. So how do you get by? I mean, how will you have enough money to be able to pay for everything you have to do in starting a school, the building, paying the teachers, paying the heat, paying the light?
Right. So as a public school, charter schools will get per pupil allocation from the state, just like a traditional neighborhood school. And as a nonprofit, we will have the opportunity to raise funds to provide roughly about 20% of our operating costs to keep the lights on and such.
You're both familiar with what teachers are paid in public schools where you operate. Will teachers for charter schools be paid as much? Will they have an equivalent benefit package, Brenda McDonald?
I think what matters most is that we're really focused on getting high-quality teachers and making sure that they have a really great...
Right. So are you going to pay the standard that teachers in public schools are getting in order to get that high quality?
Yes.
Brenda McDonald, she's applying to open a charter school in Spokane that would serve grades 6 through 12. Also, we heard from Christina Bellamy McLean, who's hoping to open a K through 8 charter school in South King County or Tacoma. Next week, the State Charter School Commission will begin looking at applications for potential operators. I'm Ross Reynolds with Marcy Silman. This is The Record.